This Sunday is the first Sunday in the church season of Lent. The psalm of the day is Psalm 32, verses 1 to 7. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Lent is from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, that they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will surely multiply your pain and childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living, and the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 12 to 19. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, for sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin was not counted where there was no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. If because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the Gospel reading for this Sunday from St. Matthew. He will read that for you now, with a sermon for this Sunday titled, safe in Jesus.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 1st verse. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. We are tempted to sin. We are tempted to despair and doubt, and those times can be our darkest days. Jesus endures the same temptations on our behalf. That's the remarkable truth laid out in the Holy Gospel for this first Sunday in Lent. Jesus was, as St. Paul wrote in Hebrews, tempted in every way as we are. And that's amazing news. As God, Jesus couldn't be tempted, but he set aside that divine privilege. This was God as man against the devil. The promised seed versus the serpent's seed, a wrestling match promised back in Genesis, where God said he would do battle with the devil through the promised seed of the woman. Jesus was tempted by the full blast of human temptation, appetite, celebrity, and power. All our buttons were pushed at once. All the things that drive us to do the evil that we do. Out there, all alone in the wilderness, he is humanity concentrated in one. Just as Jesus embraced all of humanity in his conception, birth, and baptism, now he takes all of humanity out into the wilderness to undergo temptation a second time. The first time didn't go so well. We heard about that in the 3rd chapter of Genesis. Listen to how it goes and see if it doesn't go this way with you too. First, there's doubt. Doubt that God really means what he says, that God is true to his word. Did God really say? And with doubt, there is distortion. Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? We do it all the time. Once the doubt threshold is crossed, the damage is done. The moment we're drawn from the word, we're dead. You know how easy it is to close the book on God when you don't like what he said. Then comes the temptation of the lie. You will not surely die. It's not just a bald-faced lie. Well, that would be easy to sniff out. No, it comes coated with the truth. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. That's tempting, isn't it? Be like God. Some people think they are gods. Why listen to God when you can be a god? Who does God think he is telling me what to do? You shall not murder, commit adultery, steal, lie, honor parents and authorities, honor his word and his name. Why be good when you can be God? Eve considers it. She turns it over in her mind. She looks at that forbidden fruit, and with it the temptation to deny her Creator. And all she has to do to have it is to turn away from God, ignore His word, act on her own autonomous self, and it's all hers. She bit, hook, line, and even sinker. She gave some to her husband, and Adam eats without a bit of protest. And the rest, they say, is history. A history into which you and I were born and live. We do the exact same thing every day, usually without even noticing. Sometimes we barely notice the temptation, the split-second interval between the desire and the sin. And that sin leads to death, just as it did for Adam and Eve. And that's why Jesus is led out into the wilderness for 40 days. He must do what we can't and won't do, that is, resist temptation at its source. Jesus is the second Adam. Where Adam failed, he will triumph. Where Adam fell, he will conquer. St. Paul caught the connection between Adam and Jesus in the 5th chapter of the book of Romans. He writes there, "As one man's trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one man's act of righteousness leads to acquittal and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience the many will be made righteous." In other words, when Adam was tempted and sinned, all of humanity was plunged into sin and darkness and death in the flesh of that one man. In Adam, all sinned and died. But in Christ, the second Adam, all are made right with God and live. In Christ. The bad news of the gospel reading is obvious. We would not have withstood the temptations of the devil. But the good news is tremendous. The righteousness, the holiness, the perfection, the life, the salvation you don't have on your own is already yours in Jesus. It is good news, this temptation of Jesus. He won the wrestling match in the wilderness. He conquered the devil. There is no struggle between good and evil. There is no ongoing holy war between God and the devil. Jesus conquered by his death, and in him you conquer too. He gives you his victory. You can't fight the devil alone. You'd be crazy to try. But you don't have to, thanks to Jesus. Temptation will be with us every day, all our days, until the end of our days. Every day we must pray, "Lead us not into temptation." But know and trust this: in your temptation and in your sin, you are held in the death and the life of Him who conquered sin, death, and the devil for you. You are baptized into Him. You are fed by Him, nourished by His word, sustained by His body and blood. The wild beasts and the devil cannot harm you, not forever, because you are safe in Jesus. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Lord, hear us as we pray in Jesus' name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The prayer for the first Sunday in Lent. O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church, that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.